Bonjour, hurdlers. I will say this now. I cannot speak French at all, but I am in Paris and you are listening to 5 Minute Friday. I'm here right now, was invited by Adidas to celebrate 100 days out to the Olympics. They revealed their kits earlier this week. I was so stoked to be a part of that experience and also had the opportunity to sit down with some stellar athletes who will be coming to the feed in season 17. As a note for all of you, Hurdle is going on a season break next week for 2 weeks. I can't believe we've been going straight through this year. I think something like 32 or 34 episodes so far. And season 17 premieres, let me get the date for you here, on May 6th with, I'm not going to lie, a pretty stellar episode. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you about what I interviewed someone about yesterday. I was sitting down with Grant Holloway. This will not be on the show. It was for an upcoming article on GQ. And I asked Grant how it is that he shows up day in and day out. He was talking to me about how rigorous his training schedule is, how dialed in he is on not just the way that he prepares and the way that he excels within sport, but also the way that he recovers. And he takes his nutrition really seriously. He can tell me exactly what he eats for breakfast, lunch, snack, dinner. He gets his sleep in. He goes to acupuncture. He does body work. And he told me that he was so sure that he wanted to remove the but and the if, that he had a really rough year on the track in 2022 and knew that he was finally ready after that tough year to put his best foot forward, to go all in. And I can really appreciate that. I think it takes a lot of diligence to get to a place where you're willing to remove the but and the if. I will say this, and I say this reflecting on the episode that I put out a couple weeks ago, talking about how I want to be back here this summer. You can be in a place where you want to remove the but and the if, but it's so important that no matter what you have going on and no matter how diligent you are in the pursuit of the things that light you on fire, that you find grace with yourself. Grace looks like knowing that I'm giving everything that I have to something and also being okay knowing that there's more to me than whatever goal I'm going after. I have the opportunity to talk to so many athletes and share their stories with you here on the show. And so many of them have talked about the sacrifice and the opportunity cost that goes hand in hand with going after their big goals. And they have come to a place where they understand that as a human, they are so much more than their sport. And we are so much more than our goals. So I believe that it is so important, regardless of whatever it is that you're going after, that you find that grace and that compassion for yourself and you talk to yourself like you would a loved one. It's one thing to push yourself toward the things that excite you. It's one thing to put in the work, to go all in, but it's another thing to make sure that you have that essential amount of compassion that enables you to be kind, to be good, to be considerate of the human that you are outside of your goals. Can you tell that I'm giving myself a little bit of a pep talk? I also do want to say this, because if you are someone that is trying to remove the but and the if, I would encourage you to dial in on your why. Sit down and write down why this thing is important to you. And I don't want one sentence, right? I want pages. I want you to visualize and think about and look at what it is about that goal, what it is about that thing that really resonates with you. And candidly, sometimes when doing this exercise, I realize that the thing that I thought that I wanted might not be so glitzy and shiny and exciting after all. And that's okay. In order to move forward, in order to find clarity, whether that clarity reveals what it is that you thought that you were after or not, you have to get honest about where you're at. And so get specific on your goals. what your why is by giving yourself the space to explore it and knowing that it's okay to pivot. It's okay to shift. It's okay that maybe the thing that you wanted isn't the thing that really is the best for you after all. But you can't make that realization unless you give yourself the air, the space to really dive all in. My prompt for you this week is, what is your why? What is the big goal that you are going after right now? And take the time to write on it. What is your why? What are you going after? And I'd love it, candidly, if you tag me in your big goals on social. Tag Hurdle, tag me over at Hurdle Podcast and over at Emily Abadi. And let's dream big together. And now, a listener question.
Hi, Emily. My name is Lisa. I'm calling you from the great state of Maine. I've been a Hurdle listener for the past couple of years now, and I wanted to start by thanking you for all the light that you bring into the world. I love sharing little snippets of your podcast with my students as they try to find their own way in this world. I'm a middle school teacher, and my question has to do with where you saw your life headed when you were in college. Did you think that you'd be hosting a show like this? I know that you went into journalism and writing, and I just didn't know if Hurdle was something that you imagined and manifested, or was it something that was a culmination of a lot of other activities? Thanks again for what you do.
Hey, Lisa, this is a good one. It wasn't on my radar at all. In college, I double majored in political science and journalism. So I definitely knew that I wanted to do writing. I briefly thought about law school and then decided that just was not for me. I interned at Fitness Magazine my junior year of college. And then I interned at the Hartford Current newspaper my senior year of college, got a job right out of college as a paid intern at Cafe Moms The Stir, which was a woman's lifestyle blog back in 2010. And then got hired at Cafe Mom a few months later as an editorial assistant. And so I ran full force into digital media. I worked in digital at Cafe Mom. Then I worked as a fitness editor at Rodale, which is no longer, it's a publishing company that was sold to Hearst. And then I left Rodale and got let go. Just sign of the times, publishing industry, corporate layoffs, standard. Landed at Self Magazine 5 days later, was the fitness editor at Self for a year before Self Magazine folded. And so I was having this extensive career as a digital and print journalist. I was doing the things at Self that I dreamed of doing ever since I was little. I was on photo shoots. I was interviewing athletes. I was getting to go to cool events and travel the world and just so much awesome stuff. I had my dream job at the time. And when I lost that job, I had no thought or inkling that I would start a podcast. But I did know that I had a goal. And my goal was to empower other women to find their own potential, to level up in whatever way excites them. I knew that I wanted to use my voice for good. And I got to a point in my freelance writing journey after I left Self Magazine that I felt as though some of the articles that I was writing, they didn't excite me. They didn't feel like I was pursuing my passions and my purpose. And so I did the thing that I talk about on the show pretty often, was that I made an A, B, and C list. Column A, it's the things that you're doing right now that you absolutely love. Column B, the things you're doing right now that you're kind of okay with, that you like and you don't mind. And column C, the things that you want to step away from, the things that you could totally do without, and candidly, you probably don't like doing them at all. How can I look at this list and start to do more within B and A, knowing that getting rid of column C, especially when money is involved and you have to make a living, it doesn't happen overnight. And I make this list twice a year, still to this day, doing an honest audit with myself about how I'm expending my energy and what I want to be doing more of and what I want to get rid of, meeting myself with where I'm at and having that honest dialogue. And so back to the question, No, I never thought that I'd be podcasting, but podcasting and having these conversations, it makes me feel like I am so aligned with my passion and my purpose. And it also has opened the door for me to step into every version of myself. It's opened the door for me to meet myself in every iteration. And I'm excited to meet the Emily that will be in 5 years. I've learned so much about the things that excite me personally, professionally. I know now that I am so excited to do more event hosting, more facilitating, and I love nothing more than the moment of impact, as I call it, the moment where I see the light bulb go off, where I can have a conversation with someone or be facilitating a dialogue and see that they too are really understanding and comprehending their own big potential and are excited to go and do the next thing, to take the next leap. That's what I want to be dialed in on. So yes, I'm podcasting, but I'm also constantly understanding that there's more to this. And I don't exactly know what that is, just like I didn't exactly know what that was when I started podcasting. And that, I think, is the really good stuff. At Emily Body, at Hurdle Podcast. And also, if you're still listening to this, and I know that, you know, thousands of you are, please consider leaving a voice message. I need your voice messages to keep 5 Minute Friday flowing and grooving, and I'd love to answer your questions. So to leave a voice message, you can click the link in the show notes, and if for some reason that link doesn't work for you, it's okay. Record a voice note on your phone, super simple, and send it right there to hello@hurdle.us. Again, so easy to send us a voice message to ask a question to be featured in an upcoming episode of the show. Just send your question over email to hello@hurdle.us. It can be about anything. Nothing's off limits. Another hurdle conquered. Catch you guys next time.